Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to our on-air ceremony. We've been doing these for the last couple of years, on and off. Tonight we're back with you to do a Yule ceremony online. And this is one that we've borrowed from Greenhaven's archives, but it's only serving as our template tonight. Each of the ladies, the priestesses and practitioners who will be making the circle this evening, will rely on their own creativity also. So without further ado, I would like to introduce the circle that will be with you this evening by having everybody chime in from their corners and say who they are, beginning with our circle caster of the spirit, the element of spirit in New York City.
Hello all, and happy Yule. This is Nicole Tomasini, Captain Spirit.
And I'm with you tonight in the East, caller for the East. I'm Gwen, and happy solstice.
Happy solstice, everybody. This is Kimberly Moore, and I'm in the South and the North.
You go. I'm Ruth Anna Marte Fio, and I'm doing West tonight. Happy solstice and happy blessed New Year.
Oh, yeah. So I guess we'll begin with our element of spirit, the circle caster. Go ahead, Nick, anytime.
All right. We get a little bell going first.
There you go. Ladies, bell.
Cast the circle by the sound. Bells that jingle travel round. Keep away the things we fear. Summon close the ones held dear. Shape for us a sacred space while we're gathered in this place. Bells that jingle travel round. Cast the circle with the sound. And all the spirits that do come round, we thank you for your presence.
As the caller of the East, I ask you all to turn with me to the East, wherever you may be. As we face East, I call the element of air and pay respects to the cold winds of winter, winds which inspired us to seek first and then create shelter. As we shelter here tonight, we ask you, guard our circle with your force and join us with your inspiration. I would call the Lady of the East for me, the opener of the way for me. I would call my Mother Isis to join us this evening. So won't it be?
And from the South, we call to you Pele, Sekhmet, Shekinah, Amaterasu, Breed, Agni, Oya, Vesta. We invoke your passion and inspiration. We praise your creation and sacred light. We dance into your circle of fire. Come, mothers, come. Join our circle tonight. Come, elementals, come. Join our circle tonight. So be it.
So be it. Please turn and face the west. And I call to the element of water and pay respects to the snows and ice of winter, aspects which inspired us first to seek, then to create. robes and clothing. As we gather here tonight, we ask that you guard our circle with your strength and join us with your endurance. I ask for Yamaya, one of the water goddesses, to join us. Actually, all the water goddesses to which our listeners are acquainted, please come be with us. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And now as we face the north, from the north we call to you Gaia, Pachamama, Bhumi, Sibyl, Demeter, Pythia, Corn Woman. We invoke your strength and protection from your bones, your mountains, your forests. We praise your bounty and sustenance. We sink into the embrace of your womb, your mysteries. Come, mothers, come. Join our circle tonight. Come, elementals, come. Join our circle tonight. So be it.
So be it.
We have formed a circle of love and light for this beautiful winter time. Yeah, exactly. It's a celebration.
Caller for the West.
Week by week and day by day, the golden sun has gone away. Month by month and night by night, the dark has swallowed up the light. So one by one, we extinguish the roll of candles, yet never comes the total dark, for there lives a hidden spark.
The secret seed of sunlight's fame, waiting to be fanned to flame.
Everybody light a candle if you have one.
Yep.
Yes.
As I sprinkle frankincense into the censer, for thousands of years, people have treasured the spices and resins. Tonight we burn frankincense in honor of the gifts we give.
And into the censer goes myrrh. For thousands of years, people have gathered to celebrate the return of light from darkness. Tonight, we burn myrrh in honor of the gifts we receive. And now we'll take the coins. Do you have some coins to share? For thousands of years, people have shared their bounties with friends, family, and loved ones. Tonight, all gold is in the gift of chocolate. That's a good one.
I guess this is the place where the caller of spirit would ask us what our Yule, our personal Yule messages are. So I'll ask the element of spirit in Nick to tell us, Nick, what is your Yule feeling, your Yule message, your Yule story?
My Yule story, well, more the feeling. I feel a very strong feeling toward comedy and comic relief and anything that is hilarious for some reason, very strongly. This year, I think it's because a lot of us on this planet have had a tough year. So to end it on a light and bright and comical, because when you can laugh at it, whatever it is, then here we are really celebrating life all together with the people that we love and that may be ourselves alone because we love ourselves and we're never alone because of spirit. So that's my Yule feeling offering.
That's great. I think my Yule message this year would be about gratitude, because even as we see the starkness of opposition between dark and light right now in the world that surrounds us, we are at a challenging edge, humanity is, and so is this blessed earth. Pachamama. I would also have gratitude for all the good things that happened in 2015. And it was easy for me to see among my friends the good steps made forward that we all enjoyed. And of course, it's been difficult. There are all kinds of challenges, especially to those of us who create our world and create our own abundance without being employed elsewhere, looking to employ people to create more. This is something each of us actually does. And I've seen a lot of steps forward, even in the challenges this year. There's been forward motion. So I'm very grateful for that. And I look forward to being a stronger light for meeting the opposition to the goddess out there. And gosh knows we've got a lot of it. And that would be my message.
Nice.
Beautiful.
I think it's Kim's turn now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for this. This is beautiful, and to be gathering in community. So I think that's part of my real message is tribe and gathering and community. Together we're stronger as we support each other and uplift each other. We ground goddess. We ground light into the world. You know, we're never alone. Goddess always has our back. And, you know, through her grace, we can have the backs of our sisters and brothers all throughout the world and face down anything in the darkness. You know, it all comes from her voice. So, you know, we just need to light the light. And so be the light.
Aho.
Aho.
Those are all wonderful things. I have to say that for me it's hope and optimism because of all the good that I've seen as people are working this whole ascension thing and even people who don't know they are. You know, when we look around, those of us who are aware, we can see the difference that's being made and it's becoming quite clear. People are either on the other side, there's that word again, or they are aware and working toward ascension, but the transformation is being seen everywhere. And sometimes transformation isn't very pretty because people do bring out some of the sides we would rather not see, but I think that just spurs people on. So I'm just very optimistic. And I'm not saying that I'm not an airy-fairy kind of person, so it's not that kind of optimism. But it's optimism in just faith in people because I've seen what it can do, what people can do. And I'm so grateful to be alive at this time in history. Humankind has never had a time like this that we're aware of. And just to be able to take part in it makes me very grateful. So that's what I have to say at this time of closing of this year and the beginning of the new one.
And it's important to remember that you'll celebrate the birth of the new sun god, the coming of
right.
The sun, turning of the sun from the goddess, from the gift of life from the goddess. And it's been a difficult year on the whole with humanity, but there have been some really wonderful strides out there. In medicine, and isn't this the year we saw so much wonderful equality spread through the United States with gay marriage rights? And we've seen a lot of wonderful things take place. And in the midst of it has been the absolute opposition to that light has been, you know, let's face it, we still got Wall Street. we got Mr. T out there. And not the old Mr. D, but the new Mr. D.
The one with hair.
Yeah. And this Yuletide, when a new year is being ushered in, we can take some comfort in the fire of rebirthing goddess and God, and giving thanks for the sun coming home, too. I mean, the return of the light is a good time always. And great, great plans for the new year, you know?
Does anybody want to just briefly mention what their plans are?
Well, how about we have a little add-in from our hitchhiker, Tricia, over here, to add into the circle.
Hi, everybody. Tonight, I got over to Nicole's, and the word that's in my head as we're all talking and listening is community. And I've been working on that, and I'm working on that some more with very young children. And anyhow, I got over to Nicole's, and I brought a bottle of wine. And I was going to get a glass, but I got this coffee cup with a parrot on it and a toucan. And what's fun about this is that it's just fun to look at that toucan and a parrot on my drink. But it is my morning drink. And so, like, when you pick it up to go to your mouth in a concrete way, it says wake up. But when you taste what's in the cup in a sensory way, it says go to bed. And that's kind of what happens with the sun and the moon and the stars at night, and everything is the cycle. Night and day, and season to season, and through it all, it's a circle. And there's a lot of songs you can sing about that, which is a good thing. So,
happy Yule. So,
yeah.
Happy Yule. Kimberly, do you have any personal messages for Yule?
Well, you know, I'm excited about 2016. You know, I really am. This is one of my favorite times of the year. I think it's a great time for us to really, you know, reflect, contemplate, and make some hard choices about what we're taking with us into 2016. You know, joy is a choice. Change, transformation are choices. And how we approach the new year, I believe in putting best foot forward, not resolutions, intentions. You know, how do you want to feel this year? What do you want to see expand and grow in your world this year? What relationships do you want to nurture? And what are the obstacles to all of those things that maybe need to remain in 2015? You know, I like to start the new year by burning shit. Literally. Burn it all to the ground and start new.
There is no better time for dream work than now in creating your own new myths for the year coming. So that's wonderful stuff. This is also a time of dream work.
Yes. And expecting the impossible. In a good way. I mean, the word impossible seems to be following me around, and I saw someone just put an apostrophe in it. So it was I apostrophe impossible. And I was like, wow, that takes a whole new perspective to expanding our boundaries and horizons. You know, like, what do we think we can really accomplish? And digesting it as a possibility for manifestation, you know, to pick up on what Kimberly was saying about what do you really want this year to be about? And I think making the impossible, I am possible, is fabulous.
That's really, love that. Yeah, that's really good, Nick. I like that.
Yeah. That should be a mantra. I'm possible. Yay!
Yes. See, bumper sticker time, right? True.
So, do we go back to ceremony and we go to the north, the caller for the north?
Good, yes. We thank you, elementals of earth. We bless the presence of our mother, goddesses of the direction of the north. We release your energies from the circle tonight, knowing we are never alone. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed.
Could everyone please turn to face the west? As we face the west, I call to the element of water and offer appreciation for the gentle rains that will foster the growth with the change of the season. We thank you for your presence here tonight and ask that you go if you must, stay if you will. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And if everyone would like to face the south, we thank you, salamanders, elementals of fire. We bless the presence of our mother, goddesses of the south. We release your energies from the circle tonight, knowing we are never alone. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
As the caller of the East, I would ask you all to turn and face that direction. And before I release the circle, I remind everybody that our purpose here has been to create that astral ceremony and circle in the sky that will remain there and stay there as our Yule blessing tonight. And I face the East, I call the element of air and all of those elementals, quick intelligence among them, and offer appreciation for the gentle breezes that will return with the change of the seasons. And I thank you for your presence. We all thank you for your presence here tonight. Go if you must, but stay if you will. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we thank all the elements of spirit and all the spirit elementals that have joined us in this time and are always with us in our journey in life. And, of course, if they will go if they must, and they will stay if they choose to. And may we keep throughout the year these candles light and Yule good cheer. Carry each within your heart as we all merry meet and part. Merry meet.
Merry meet. Merry part.
Merry part.
Merry meet again.
You know, I do believe that's about the quickest we've done this, Ra, isn't it, Mick?
It is the quickest, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, time's speeding up, so.
We usually take more time for people to talk about Yule and what it brings. So I'm going to ask everybody tonight before we sign off, because we have the time for it, if, while all the doors open and close behind me, it's just spirit coming and going. I would ask Kimberly in the north and the south equally to chime her bell for us, and for Nick to jingle her cat bell for us again, so that we can call the attention of spirit between worlds and ask them to listen in to the rest of our show and talk about what perhaps Yule can bring on this year, as far as what do you see in the year coming, positive and negative, but the good things that we can come of the negative. Does that make sense, lady?
Yes. Sure.
Okay.
All right. Little bell.
So I guess we start with the spirit caller from this evening. Nick?
Yeah, well.
What have you seen? And I'm going to ask Kimberly while we're sitting here listening to stories if she might possibly do a goddess card pull for us for this Yule.
Oh, Gwen, you are so uncanny. I literally just sprayed and opened the box, and I was tossing them while you were saying that.
In my yard.
This is pretty amazing, because that's what I was going to say, like expecting and seeing a lot more synchronicities and just being in the right place at the right time. But I do see things moving really fast. So I think it gives even more importance this year while we have this quote-unquote holiday vacation to really take time to relax and enjoy the moments, like, because they can come slow. You don't have to run so much, you know. So to really take that time, because I think next year is going to be a runner, a lot is going to happen. So we're going to have to find our balance in a new feeling, a new energy, a new kineticness, and also a new connectedness with others. Because, you know, we're starting to hear each other's thoughts, i.e. cards and asking for cards. So, yeah, that's what I'll say.
Well, you know, I'll go next. Ra and I are pretty much on the equal feet in both worlds. And I think that pretty much Ra would agree with me. Our world is in doing what it, you know, working towards. And I know Trisha's sitting there, and she does the same thing. She couldn't help but. I mean, she's got a bear there next to her.
Getting out
and into the fray, as they say. But just the sense of community that extends beyond all of us. Good hearts with the goddess and the god and spirit, extending ourselves out into the community. And I know we know a lot of people who are working towards the good in the community. Look what we're able to do with crowd resourcing, for one. Look what we're able to do with just holding each other up, even if it's on Facebook or social nets or just a phone call here and there. And we have points all across the planet, really, with Kim's Mother House of the Goddess. She brings people together from all parts of the world. I get people calling me from everywhere about things at Daughters. And I do a lot of listening and talking and reflecting and sharing with people that way. And it's about healing the planet. And then there's the other foot in the other world, where you go out and you do what you can to shine the light on the stark, you know, opposition, the dark out there, and hope that people will see the truth in there. But perhaps that darkness is a catalyst to bring people's hearts to the light.
You have to have that dark to have the light, yes.
Yeah, and it's the warp and the woof of the universe. It's like you said, Ra, and Nick says it a lot too. It's a very exciting time to be alive. We've never seen that. I was speaking at our Yule ceremony on Sunday to my friends that there was a group of us together that haven't been together in how many years, Kim?
Oh, 18. Kim. 18 years.
Wow.
It was amazing,
and we were sitting in the back offices of Daughters of Isis in Pompano Beach in like 93, talking about everything that was going to come up, what was going to happen, the brokerage, if you will, into a new age. We knew there was going to be a lot to face and a lot to transition with and the challenges we would face in ascension. A lot of people call it ascension. I call it evolution of the human species. But we saw it all back then, and it's just amazing that we are all still here doing our best job with it. And I think we all deserve a pat on the back. I really do.
Exactly.
Huzzah. I agree.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I want to mention something. We've talked about the outer a lot, but, you know, a lot of people get caught up in whatever and they don't really take care of themselves. And I'm not just talking spiritually, but I'm talking about physically. And, you know, if you let yourself get run down and ill, you're not going to be any good for whatever cause it is. So please take care of yourself. That means eat right, get sleep, and exercise. And I know everybody's heard this all their life, but it's really, really true. And if we believe, as not only the Christian religion, but others talk about the body being a temple, you know, think about it. I mean, wouldn't you want it to be operating at the optimum? So take care of yourself, because you're just not going to make the impact that you could if you're not operating 100%.
It takes energy. It takes good energy, and good energy is something you've got to walk with. You're absolutely right.
Keeping yourself healthy, you have more energy. So, yeah.
Said the girl with the flu bug.
Yeah.
Every year. It's quite true. It's quite true. As we're dealing with so much, we're also getting so much more done than we realize. I mean, I look over and I see connections that we often forget that we have. We have a lot of connections out there. And when people are reaching out and creating community this way, It's a wonderful thing, and each one of us does it. And the only thing I can think to say is to keep up the good work, ladies. Keep up the good work.
And the community is really happening. Like, I hear all these people talking about, you know, I realize it's all about the community. It's all about doing what you're good at, and if you don't want to do it, it's probably not the thing you're supposed to be doing. There's someone else out there that absolutely loves that. And that's what makes working with community so great, you know?
It does.
And having the community of these ladies together, you know, it's just a lovely progression that having these ceremonies online, and they always make me feel so good afterwards. So,
yeah,
thank you.
I know.
It is beautiful. Nice to raise the energy and put it aloft and understand that we're putting it out there for people to come back also and listen to and understand how they too will be able to raise the energy for themselves. This is but one template, but it's a good example of how to reach as above, so below as above.
Yeah.
That's truth.
Creating spirit is important. Creating the connection spirit. Oh, we do create spirit, too. Whenever we get together like this, we do create a spirit that goes on.
Yeah, it's like the Santa witch.
The who?
The Santa witch. She's coming to get you all. Chocolate.
The chocolate coins, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
I had
such fun at school this week. It's Trisha. And one of the little girls, or it was actually last week, but one of the little girls was acting up. And so they brought her to my office, which is really a lounge, but the music teacher keeps stuff in there, and they can get destroyed. So it's cool that there's a harp, and if it falls off the table, that's all right, because sometimes the harp just falls on the table. And anyhow, I was fooling around with this little girl, and we were playing, and then her teacher looked in and said, oh, I brought her in because she's in trouble. And I turned to the child and just said, like, well, listen, just because we're having fun doesn't mean you're not in trouble, and you better cut out whatever you were doing in the classroom, and don't be doing that, or I'm going to tell your mama, and I don't care if Santa Claus is coming. So I got to be the Santa witch for that little girl, and what I was thinking about as everybody's talking is archetype, and the way that when our voice comes out, we can kind of dial it and shift to our archetype that we know is operational in ourselves. And so being that the Santa witch is a great way of looking at it, because sometimes, you know, as you're training the young ones, as you're bringing them up and introducing to the world, what we do with very young children is make the first run of how their perception is going to be like as they look out into the world, because the little spirit came out into the world and we're like the first representatives. And to be the Santa witch goes with, like, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, just like you know, our friend colleague in India, that burning it for rebirth. And yeah, I'm all about burn it down right now. So,
the Burning Man and the rebirth,
yeah,
right?
Burn it down, make room for what is to be, because there's so many old ideas. And when you look at the stories that come through popular media at the children, you want to be able to have an impact on the stories that they recognize as true and the story that is bullshit. And when you look out at the world, you see a lot of bullshit, because that's 180 degrees from the way of the spirit, right? So how do you let them look at story and identify the archetypes and our operation in the environment and help them understand how to interpret and confront that with joy and love, not anger and fear?
That's a nice, that's a good, very good example.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful example to make. I'd like to ask each of us to please, before we sign off here, to begin with each direction we've taken this evening and let people know how they can get in touch with us. Is that good, lady?
Sure.
Good. Gwen, do you want me to just do a quickie for the goddesses for the cards?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah. We need that reading.
Okay, so I'm going to do a quickie. I did a quickie three-card spread while all you ladies were talking. I was pulling, so I was pulling from your energy as well. In the past position, meaning, you know, 2015, the Welsh goddess Rhiannon stepped forward. And Rhiannon is a goddess of horses, and she's also the queen of fairy and a goddess of death and the underworld. So she's a walker between the worlds, and Rhiannon represents our past at this point. So our 2015, Rhiannon has an amazing message from the past to remember as we're stepping in, and that is, you know what's right. You know what's true. In one of her myths, she was betrayed horribly. And so she brings to us messages of spirit and earth and the message that you do know in your heart what is right, what is correct, and what is your truth. And that is what you should bring into 2016. The present, meaning right this moment, this Yule, this winter solstice, as we sit on the turn of the solar year, is the Greek goddess Atropos. She's one of the fates, you know, Clotho, Lachesis, and Atropos are the three fates. Atropos is the cutter. You know, she burns shit too all the time by snipping threads. And she's very apropos, Atropos is very apropos at this time of year because look at those threads. What are the threads that are frayed, that are no longer strong, that are maybe even holding you back, and cut them? That's your job right now. And for our future cards, what we're stepping into is Aphrodite. And, you know, Aphrodite, I just want to, this is my little soapbox. I'm just going to get on it for a sec, Gwen. Aphrodite, for everybody listening, is not a goddess of love, okay? So please don't pray to Aphrodite, you know, to meet your beloved or your partner or your soulmate. That's not what she does. Aphrodite is a supreme goddess who brings everything that is glorious and light and beautiful into our lives. And that could be a partner or, you know, a soulmate or whatever. But, you know, she is a creatrix. She brings her charis, her grace into our life. You know, when we're standing in an art museum and we're looking at a painting that takes our breath away, that is Aphrodite's energy. She brings passion into our lives. She has a really crummy romantic history. Do not ask her to help you with that, okay?
Well, me too. Me too. It worked out all right.
No trouble. But she is the reminder to be passionate about our lives, however that looks, whether it's that you're going to be an activist, you know, in the new year, whether it's going to be that you're going to make self-care and your health a dedication, whether it's that you're going to invite more beauty into your life and passion and energy, Aphrodite is there to say she has golden magic and she's ready to share it. We have to be open to it. So that's a pretty good year. I like that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I like that. That's really nice. I would say with Aphrodite, I've always thought of her as the strength to take the appropriate action, whether it's in intimate relationships or earning and receiving respect and choosing to risk what your heart desires. She is much more any love goddess. She is what Kim says. She is a goddess of true beauty.
Yes. Nice. And she's a fickle bitch, so you got to be careful.
Well, I've always seen her that she just goes, she just assesses the situation, and whatever the decision is, that's what we're doing. You feel whatever you feel. And if I change my mind, well, that's the next feeling. It's changing my mind, right? So
it's
very spirit-oriented. I see it as following your own inner guidance.
Yeah, and that's evolving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. That's really great.
Ashe.
Well, all right. So, caster of spirit, Nicole Tomasini. You can find me at spirittherapy.nyc. And we're also on Facebook, Spirit Therapy NYC. And we wish you all a wonderful Yule, a wonderful holiday season with family and friends and love of yourself and spirit, and a beautiful, beautiful new year of 2016.
Thank you.
I'm Ruthanna Marte-Fio. Thanks, Nick. And you can find me at Era Marte-Fio Radio right here on Blog Talk, also on Facebook. And I just want to wish everyone a new year full of growth and happiness.
And good health. That's your end of the stick, too.
That's my end of the stick, because if we really treat ourselves right, we'll be treating our fellow creatures right and the planet. So, yeah.
Kim?
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you so much. You can find me at motherhouseofthegoddess.com, and I'm on Goddess Alive Radio just about once a week on Blog Talk as well and on Facebook. So, and my message is, be the light, be the light, be the light. But, you know, don't forget to dance in the darkness with the goddess, too.
Exactly.
I'm Gwendolyn H. Berry, and I produce here at Here Be Monsters on Blog Talk Radio. We have several shows. Well, we have a couple of shows, working on some more. And you can find me on Facebook under Gwendolyn Holden Berry, and also as Daughters of Isis. We are Daughters of Isis since 1991. I feel like I got to put that in these days, ladies. I mean, there is, as Kim likes to say and has a big point, there's a war on our mother, you know. It's ISIL or Daesh. It is not ISIS. But here's the thing, Aset. We're Daughters of Isis, and you can find us at daughtersofisis.com. We're the Ancestor Aromacology. We create scents and blends from the traditions of indigenous people and ancient civilizations. And the Flower Essence Companions, as above, so below. We go from there. And I do have a song to play us all off. You can find Daughters of Isis on Facebook, too. I have a song to play us off. You guys might be surprised at what I chose. I'm going to have to.
Wait a minute.
Just one second. And
I think I'm going to like it.
And we'll play off, and thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you, ladies. Coming home.
Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream, moving on, moving on. Like a branch on a tree, I keep reaching to be free. Moving on, moving on. There's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my soul rests its heart. God. Like an old dusty road, I get weary from the load. Moving on, moving on. Like this tired traveler, I've been wanting since my birth. Moving on, moving on. In the sun, where there's hope for everyone, where my poor empty heart gotta run. I know there's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, gotta find me a place in the sun. You know, when times are bad and you're feeling sad, I want you to always remember, yes, there's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart
I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening, for Nick and for Tricia up in New York, for Kim right down here in Boca Raton with us, for Ra outside of Chicago there, and happy solstice to everyone. I hope everybody enjoyed my little song at the end there. A little Stevie Wonder goes a long way.
Good choice, Gwen. Loved it.
So I absolutely thank everybody for joining me this evening and joining all of us. Good night, Kim.
Good night, and thank you so much, and blessings to everyone.
Blessings. That's go ahead, Ned. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you all, ladies, and I wish you a wonderful time. And until the next time, peace and love, all of you. And peace is out too.
Yeah. Peace out, y'all.
That is a great good night. Peace and love. Yes, and always it's about healing the mother. We'll be back with you for, I believe, in bulk. And until then, be well, be happy, be safe. And may the goddess and God bless you. Okay.
Good night.
That's the end of our Yule tonight. And everybody be safe through the holidays. Happy New Year.
Okay. So.